We would like to thank you for your continued support and partnership with the Word of Faith Ambassadors Worship Center. We hope that you enjoy today's inspirational message from our leader.
So what we've been talking about, and I'm going to try to breeze through it real fast. What we've been talking about is killing your own giant. 1 Samuel chapter 17 talks about this giant by the name of Goliath, all right? Everybody knows. And that Goliath, he was pretty much, go to verse number 4. Thank y'all so much. He was a legend in the land. He was famous for what he was, okay? He was known. His reputation preceded him, okay? His reputation, everybody knew him as being the slayer of the land. Pretty much a bully, whatever you want to call it. The champion, if we want to use that, okay? But what happened was, and there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span, okay? So he was a champion. Y'all go to my PowerPoint. He was a champion in the land. He was known for taking people out, okay? I tend to believe often that Goliath was an intimidating voice. There's a voice that tells us, I got you. I'm going to kill you. Y'all afraid to fight me. He's a voice. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14 and 10 that there are many voices. Okay? And they're all, none of them are without signification. So they all have a purpose. They're trying to get a manifestation out of you. There is a voice. So what Goliath did, he said something, and all the people, the manifestation he got was fear over the entire land. Everybody was afraid of him, right? So now, God could have easily killed them, okay? He could have killed them. However, comma, he told David to do it. Because things that need to be killed that are troubling you, you got to do it. You got to do it. Okay? Let me give you the definition of a giant. One of great size, one of great force, one of an intimidating nature, a legend, one who has been around for a while, whose reputation precedes him or her, one who is famous. Okay? So, we've dealt with 20 giants for the last 2 weeks, correct? We're going to deal with probably about 9 or 10 more. The reason why is because Bishop even preached on Sunday about coming up hither, that this door, God is opening this door. You understand? He's telling us to open up so that we can receive something greater. But what happens to most people is whatever we don't take care of on this level, it shows up on this level. If you had a lust spirit before you got married, it's going to show up when you get married. It ain't going nowhere. Until you deal with it, expose it, pray about that thing. God, I don't want this to mess up my life, my ministry, my marriage, my calling, my destiny. But what we tend to do as people, we are the masters of ignoring stuff. We know it's a problem for us. We know he is a problem. We know she is a problem, but we look past that. Just like I told him on last week, you get in your car and your gas light come on, everybody know how far they could go with their gas light on. Now, many of us, that's okay. As long as that car don't stop or break down, we all right. The problem with many of us is, we ignore it. We accept it. It's okay as long as it don't give me a problem. It's okay. It's all right. I know I need a new tie. It's all right till it blow out. I'm going to ride that donut. I'm going to ride whatever. It's okay. And the body of Christ is living in a it's okay mentality. It's okay to walk around and be rebellious until my rebellion messes me up. It's okay to walk around and have all kinds of habits and addictions and lead worship and play, you know, great music and preach the word of God until it's exposed. It's okay. So you got a generation of, it's all right. As long as it don't give me no problem. But the zone we in now, God smooth, expose it. You can be elevated if you want to. You're going to be made shame. Now, God is about to pour us out blessings. Say, I receive that. And God is about to give us more money. And God is about to cause our lives to overflow. But if we don't know how to manage money, we're going to lose it. So if you're struggling managing 200 right now, you're going to blow 2,000. Because we hadn't dealt with our mismanagement over here. It wasn't bothering nobody. Wasn't bothering us. Then after we blow the 2,000, we right at the altar crying again for more money. And God looking like, I gave it. You blew it. See, everything is not spiritual. Can I help y'all? We need some practical values in our lives. You can be full of the Holy Ghost and Rabbi Shah and Shaka Khan and Robitussin and everything else. But if you don't have practical life skills, you're going to have some problems. Okay, so the first giant, and believe it or not, Goliath said, whoever killed me, there's a reward. My people will be your slaves. It's a reward for killing that. Whatever it is that's become a giant in your life, it's a reward in it if you kill it. Now, here's the flip side. He said, but if I kill you, your people will be our slaves. If you kill that thing that has become a giant and famous in your life, you'll get a reward, says God. But if you don't, you'll be a slave to it. Okay? All right. So the first one tonight, we've been going in alphabetical order. So if y'all hadn't been here, you might have to catch up, get the tape. Somebody got good notes for sure. Okay. Iniquity is to sin as the root of a tree is to the fruit. Okay, that's our first giant. Iniquity comes from the Hebrew word avon and literally means to, don't get mad if y'all sell it, literally means to make crooked, perverse, twisted, corrupt, or an immoral. Iniquity are the hidden things, and iniquity is a pre-planned sin. That's what happens to many of us. We judging people off what we see, but the stuff that's in us. My granddad used to say all the time, if you hang everybody's flesh on the line, it look the same. You see what I do outwardly, but I don't know what you got going on inwardly. The other part of iniquity is pre-planned sin. Like adultery, you got to plan that. You don't just commit that. You got to figure out where your spouse at, if they married, where their spouse at. You got to figure out where y'all going to meet up. You got to figure out if somebody going to pick you up and drop you off, or if you going to borrow a car, or what. I mean, it's too much. That's pre-planned even before you committed the act. Pre-planned. How many of us have ever not just used, I'm not using just adultery, but something that you have pre-planned. You know you're going to, you know already pre-planned this. You done walked it out in your mind, what it's going to be like, what it's going to look like, everything. Pre-planned sin. Okay? Tonight, if you're a pre-planner, that's a giant that you got to kill. If you are a person that hides your sin, hides that inner thing, you got to kill him. Because God is about to give us some blessings. We're about to receive some overflow. All right, so that means we got to kill this. I need my reward. I'll no longer be a slave to this.
Thank you again for listening to today's message. For more information concerning Word of Faith AWC, you may contact us via phone at area code 601-445-9049. Log on to our website at wordoffaithambassadors.org. Find us on Facebook and Twitter using hashtag Word of Faith AWC. People of God, be blessed.